It's Saturday morning. I would say that is day 11, but we're dealing with day 10 of Beth's operation story. It's been a bit of a gap in the meantime, during which time Beth had a good opportunity to recover from the operation. Unfortunately, she's been called back into hospital, or rather we called her back into hospital on Thursday morning because she was suffering from some severe leg and back pain as a result. And we had to call an ambulance, and she ended up in accident emergency at the Luton and Dunstable. And with a high temperature, lots of pain, and nobody really knew what was going on. They contacted the Royal London Hospital to get some advice, and the Royal London said, right, the first thing you want to do is get an MRI. Unfortunately, there wasn't time. Yes, I must have gone home once I dropped Beth off, because she wasn't in overnight. Oh no, she was in overnight, that's right, she was in overnight because I went home. And in the morning she had the MRI, which is exactly what she needed to be able to work out whether or not there was an infection in the place where the bottom of her spine. And to cut a fairly long story tediously short, she ended up in a side room of a ward, a surgical ward. She had the MRI scan. She had a lot of pain because she made the mistake of getting up and getting vertical, and we've learned from that, and she won't be doing that for a good little while. And after a lot more waiting around and some discussions of the MRI scan, she was referred back to the Royal London, and at 5:30 that was all sorted out, and I spent quite a long time trying to discuss with the pain officer what the best way to treat Beth's pain was, and we got all that sorted as well. So by 5:30 we were ready to get down to the Royal London Hospital. Unfortunately, it wasn't until 11 o'clock that the ambulance turned up. In fact, no, it must have been closer to midnight, in fact. And we arrived at the Royal London just at pretty much the worst time of the week, 1 o'clock on Saturday morning, after the Friday night drunkards had their fights and got involved in all kinds of accidents and incidents. So Beth was probably the best behaved patient there, and the nurses were ever so good. They really did look after her. After yet another long wait and some discussions of what they needed to do, she got finally moved at around about 4:30 this morning to a ward nearby where the neurosurgery ward was, called the Helene Raphael ward, in the West Wing. And that's where she is now. Unfortunately, it's a women's only ward, so once I've got her settled, I was directly sent home, and that's where I'm going to now. Having gone all the way back to the Luton Dunstable Hospital to pick up my car, driven it down the motorway, it's now 7:40, and I think I'm going to get a few hours sleep till probably about midday, get myself a cup of coffee, and either, well, I'm going to need to work out what to do. I might end up driving back down to the Royal London, or don't know what else to do really. Got to look after Beth, haven't I? The good news is they put her on some very strong antibiotics, which is arguably what she needed in the first place, but they need to make an assessment on Monday as to whether they need to carry out another operation. But hopefully she'll make some progress from this. She's on the right medication, and there's very little else I can do now. All I can do is rest for a little while and then recharge myself for another day, hopefully that is less hellish than today's been. Right, just turning into my road now, so I shall sign off and wish you a happy Saturday. Hope you see of it. Well, I see of it. Cheerio.